Saturday marks the 23rd annual National Public Lands Day, and Colorado is joining the celebration of the nation's parks, forests, monuments, and other publicly owned lands. Garrett Reppenhagen with the Vet Voice Foundation served in Kosovo and Iraq and says he has a special appreciation for people across the country who are volunteering to clean up parks, plant trees, and maintain trails as a way to honor our natural legacy.
They're the lands that I love, the lands that I swore to protect and defend. And now that I'm home, they're the lands that also help me heal and allow me to create better bonds with my friends and family after long deployments at war.
He says it's also a day to remember that public lands can't be taken for granted, and notes more than 2 million acres of open spaces are lost each year in the U.S. to commercial and industrial development. National lands are also a critical economic driver. Outdoor recreation contributes over $10 billion annually to Colorado's economy, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and adds some $500 million to the state's tax coffers, according to the Outdoor Industry Association. Brian Reitman operates two art galleries, one in Vail and one in Breckenridge. He says people come to Colorado to experience the state's natural beauty, and many buy art to take a piece of it back home.
We have such a good economy because of our public lands, and so keeping them open and undeveloped is just so important to what everything the state always has been and hopefully always will be.
About 35% of Colorado land is publicly owned, from the Rocky Mountain peaks to arid mesas and Red Rock canyons. Reitman says access to unspoiled places everyone can enjoy is worth celebrating. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.